Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Khalid Muhammad.
Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah with lesson number 2 of An-Nasihatul Waladiyah, fatherly advice, which is the advice of Abu Walid al-Baji rahimahullah to his sons. We ended previously with the end of the introduction put forth by Ibrahim Bajis Abdul Majid, where he placed in the final words of that introduction the advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran. And now we'll mention the introduction of the author, Abu Walid al-Baji, where he says, O my sons, may Allah guide you, grant you success, and protect you from mistakes. May He bless you with the best of the dunya and the akhirah, and keep you away from the dangers by His mercy. Once you both had reached an age when the obligations of faith became incumbent upon you, and I realized that you had both reached an age at which one could understand the lesson and the guidance and benefit from learning and knowledge, it became my duty. So contemplate upon these words of Abu Walid al-Baji, because we all have a duty. He says, it became my duty to give you my last testament. And here we pause and reflect upon the words of Abu Walid al-Baji. He didn't wait until his sons reached an old age. He didn't wait until they got married and had children and established themselves, but rather he waited until he could see that they were able to understand and comprehend the advice, just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam gave to Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he was still a young boy. He said to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. O young boy, I shall teach you some words or some advice. So he says, Abu Walid al-Baji rahimahullah, he says to his sons, it became my duty to pass my advice onto you and impart your education, training, guidance and understanding before death takes me away from you both. If Allah blesses me with a long life, then there will be many more opportunities for advice, teaching and guidance from me, and my success comes only from Allah. Upon Him alone I rely, and upon Him alone let those who would rely indeed rely. Your hearts and your heads are in His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in respect to this statement, this is a beautiful indication of the verse which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Yusuf, where Yusuf alayhi salam himself was addressing his sons. He says, Ya bani la tadkhulu min babin wahidin wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqah. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Then Abu Walid al-Baji continues, he says, However, if, as I believe is the case, my time is near, then what I have written here for you, meaning what's to come insha'Allah ta'ala in future lessons, he says, then what I have written here for you both is my last testament and my advice. And if you act upon it, you will be firm upon the manhaj of the Salafus Salih. You will succeed in the most profitable trade. You will obtain the best of the dunya and the hereafter. You will be blessed with Allah's protection in your religion and your dunya. He will guard your life and your return to Him. I entrust all your affairs to Him, and He is sufficient for me and the best disposer of your affairs. And when he mentioned the pious predecessors, As-Salafus Salih, we said as well he was born in the year 403 after the Hijrah, and he died at the age of 71 in the year 474 in Almeria, which is a city in Spain, and he was prayed over by his son. But something interesting is he was right there, so close to the time of the pious predecessors, namely the first three generations. And this shows you how important it is, and it was to them, just like it is important to all of us, to stick to the teachings of the Salaf. He ends this point by saying, Know that no one will give you better advice than me, and no one is more concerned for you than me, and no one else on this earth can honor me better than the both of you, and there is nothing that will raise my status in the affairs of the religion and the dunya more than you. The least you must do is lend an ear to what I have to say, heed my lessons, understand my guidance and advice, know with certainty that I would never forbid you from something good or command you with something bad, walk the path that I make clear for you and represent the example that I set for you. So this was part of the introduction of Abu Walid al-Baji, which he directed to his two sons. And insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next lesson, we'll be going into and delving into the first piece of advice, which is belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. هذا وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه.